Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to talk about, especially with the Supreme Court considering arguments when it comes to the mandate. It's not what you think, but we'll kind of explain that. Also, we have Moderna saying it looks like you need the shot probably a little sooner than we said. And I think it's just time for us to realize that if your Viagra or your Cialis is lasting longer than your booster, we probably need a new updated vaccine for COVID. But that's not what I want to open with. You know, I always give you guys kind of this perspective, you know, of me as a, as a business owner, me as a doctor, so you kind of get the more of the backstory, you know. So when you walk into your doctor's office and you have a list of 20 things, you know, what are we actually thinking? You know, I kind of like to give you guys that perspective. I also like to give you the perspective as a mom, you know, as a married woman, as an American. And so I love to give you guys my perspective as being a customer. All right, because you guys are customers. You go into restaurants. You guys are consumers. And so I am a huge, huge fan of deli food, okay? That is no surprise. And one of my favorite meats, even though, yes, we talk about prime rib and filet mignon and things like that, I can't afford that all the time. But my favorite meat, which I kind of can't afford either because it's kind of expensive too, is salami. But not just any salami. It's Hebrew National salami. And Hebrew National salami is just so yummy. I don't understand what it is about that brand, but it is just so. In fact, I have some here. Hold on a second. Let me open some up. You guys have to. I don't know if they sell them anymore. When I was little, I wasn't a good eater. And so my parents went, oh, yeah, I brought salami. I don't know. I just love my salami. And there were these big logs of it. And then my father would cut it up, and it would be a big circular piece. I never liked bologna. Bologna tasted horrible to me. But there's a deli in town that, oh, my God, look how yummy this looks. Oh, my God. And then you can, like, roll it up into, like, a little cigar, and then you can eat it. I don't eat salami in a sandwich. I don't eat, like, a salami and cheese sandwich. That's not kosher. I don't. I just will eat the meat. That's why I can save the carbs and save the calories. Well, during the pandemic, and I didn't really disclose this because I didn't want you all to, start bringing up riot gear and all that. I just wanted everybody kind of calm down about it because I forgave them. But during the pandemic, I would be craving salami. And I would tell my husband to go to the deli and get the salami. And I think I even sent my son there once. And twice they came back with non-Hebrew National salami. It was some, I don't know, other brand, countries, other planets salami. And I'm like, you got the wrong one. So I yell at the kid, yell at my husband. I said to get the Hebrew National salami. I don't even use the term salami. I don't say Genoa or whatever those other salamis are. I just say Hebrew National. And both of them swore to me that no, that's what they asked for. I go, no, you didn't. Because no deli in their right mind would make that mistake. So third time, I don't go myself. I, again, send somebody else because I just don't want to lose it in front of people. And so they come back with the wrong salami. And I came to realize that I think what's happening is somebody behind the counter is faking it. They are faking that they are having the real thing and they're not. And I stopped going there. I stopped going there for about a year. And I mean, it takes it takes an act of war for me to not go to my favorite restaurant. I mean, it takes somebody saying, I am going to destroy your neighborhood for me to even think about, well, you know, maybe I'll eat somewhere else. Because honestly, when it comes to food, and I love my food, and I love the way you cut my salami, that's where I'm going to go. And they got me back. And you want to know why they got me back? Because I am addicted to salami. I just love it so much that a year and a half later, I go back and I go up to the counter myself. And I'm like, I want Hebrew National Salami. But then I stop and I look and I inspect and I can tell. I mean, you are talking to somebody where after decades and decades of salami consumption, I know what I'm getting. And I looked at it and I smelled it and I smelled through the glass and I licked the glass and all that and I figured out, okay, they got the good stuff. And so now I'm back at that restaurant and now I'm getting my salami. But I bring this up because not that I want you to eat salami. I don't think salami is the healthiest food. I worry about the nitrites and nitrates and, you know, risks of you know, colon cancer and things like that that we eat with our processed meats. But the less you eat, the more for me. But I bring it up because I think a business, many businesses right now are on this precipice, if that's the right word, of making a mistake with their customers or not. And I see a lot of businesses that are flailing. They might not have the supply coming in. My salami might be sitting there in LA Harbor on a cargo ship. I don't know what the hell's going on. And so if you are a company, right, you do have loyal customers, and everybody thinks, you know what, once you lost a customer for a year or two, they're never going to come back. No, they aren't. You don't understand. You have somebody like me, Dr. Dahlia, who is sitting home waiting to buy more salami from your particular deli stand. I mean, I think about it. I woke up this morning going, I want deli. So your customers are there 2 years out, 3 years out. Don't screw them over. Don't trick them. Don't try to make them think you have the supply. Don't, once somebody thinks that you are trying to snow them or they bought a product that they didn't get, then you lose them for good. And I've been watching mistakes that have been made through the pandemic, and a lot of places are like, well, you know, it's a pandemic, people are going to be forgiving, and I'm very forgiving. I mean, as long as you feed me, I am forgiving. But a lot of other people out there aren't. And so for those of you, the businesses that are kind of on the verge of, okay, look, I just don't know what to do. Should we get the profit now? Should we do whatever? Just be honest with your customers, because you will open a new restaurant. You will open a new deli. You will sell salami. And you want to make sure there's consumers like me that are still loyal and trust you. All I'm saying, 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so while we are in the midst of this now Omicron mess, which we are finding is less deadly, thank God. Is it less deadly because a bunch of us are vaccinated? Is it less deadly because the virus is weakened? It's going to be debated for a while. But fortunately, the Omicron variant, even though it is giving us the worst cold ever and is not a very comfortable illness by any means, is kind of causing record-breaking cases. One of the reasons why it is record-breaking is because we have everybody testing. They want to travel. They want to go back to work. You have teachers saying kids can't go back to school unless they've been tested. So we sadly kind of have a little bit of a chaotic situation here with the testing. And so as more people test, we're then going to see numbers go up. But I'm telling you right now, everybody and the mother has it. I have been seeing patients since the start of this pandemic every day. I haven't taken a day off. Except, wait a second. I said I hadn't taken a day off, And I know some of you are like, didn't you have surgery? I did see patients that day before I went in and had surgery. And then the next day. So I didn't lie. I have seen patients every day. Anyway, so the Supreme Court right now is looking at arguments, not so much to say if the mandate and if the vaccine mandate is legal and can go on forever. It's to see if the legal challenges can still move forward. So as you guys remember, many of the lower courts have started to challenge the OSHA's overreach, Biden administration's overreach in terms of forcing vaccine, in terms of making employers who have more than 100 employees mandate the vaccine, whether they have a testing option or not. And OSHA, it was found, well, that's kind of an overreach. That's not within their purview. Some appeals courts said, look, this is more up to the states. This is not a federal jurisdiction. All right? You know, a state knows what is needed in terms of that community. You know, you can't have a random ruling across the nation. I think it was the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that said, look, okay, you're saying that in terms of public health, we need to do all this because of public health and to protect the worker, but a person who works in a company with less than 100 or 99 employees doesn't deserve the same protection. So obviously courts have found major issues with it. And where this is stemming from, why the Supreme Court is involved, is because the Supreme Court got involved with the original case that happened with smallpox back in 1905, where a gentleman did not want to get the smallpox vaccine and was going to be fined $5. And the Supreme Court at the time had said, look, you know, as long as it's not putting you at risk, right, the state, I think it was Massachusetts, is not at fault because public health comes first. Now, kids weren't mandated at the time, I don't believe. I think it was just adults. And I think kids still had to have permission from either their parents or their doctors. But in terms of adults, they said, this is actually some of their wording here. They said, while a local regulation, even if based on the acknowledged police power of a state, must always yield in case of conflict with the exercise by the general government or any power it possesses under the Constitution, the mode or manner of exercising its police power is wholly within the discretion of the state. Now you see, that's state. All right, that's, there's a difference. And this is kind of what the previous appeals court judge had said. They said, as so long as the Constitution of the United States is not contravened, or any right granted or secured thereby is not infringed, or not exercised in such an arbitrary or oppressive manner as to justify the interference of the courts to prevent wrong and oppression. So how I interpret that is the state can do what it needs to for public health as long as it's not infringing on rights, as long as it's not being oppressive. So when everybody says, look, guys, the Supreme Court said we get to mandate vaccines, well, what did they do? The penalty was $5. The penalty was not you don't get to work. The penalty was you don't get to feed your family. Your child doesn't get to go to school. You get branded. You lose your job. You lose your career. So this 1905 Jacobson versus Massachusetts, it's not entirely applicable here because the way our government took this on just completely, overreached. So everybody's hoping, all right, well, the Supreme Court is going to rule that the mandate is unconstitutional. The Supreme Court, I'm not expecting that. I think all we're getting, and this is, I think, an emergency session, and I apologize, our computers are down right now, so I can't, tell you exactly when we're going to get an answer and when they're going to be releasing any sort of insight on what they're doing. But all I can say is Chief Justice Roberts did question the White House claim that its vaccine mandate was a quote-unquote workaround. And the Supreme Court is hearing arguments right now to see if business groups and Republican states can move forward with the stay and the stop of the mandate. So this is not like, okay, we're going to say that it's completely constitutional or not. We are going to allow the challenges to proceed. We're not going to reverse or stop the challenges from happening. That is what I think we're going to get out of this. I don't think we're going to get any groundbreaking sort of decision. They said during the hearing, Chief Justice Roberts made reference to an infamous moment on Twitter when White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain appeared to endorse the idea that a workplace mandate was a quote-unquote workaround, using an emergency workplace rule to impose sweeping requirements. Well, as you know how the Supreme Court works, is they don't want people taking liberties with the laws. And so they, you know, seeing already Chief Justice kind of hone in on this doesn't necessarily imply that everything's going to get thrown out in terms of the mandate, but it does show that they are going to probably attack this on the level of overreach and as opposed to public health. Because the argument for public health is the argument that everybody keeps saying, and I've been watching all these pundits on MSNBC, on Fox News, on CNN, and they go, for public health, you know, the U.S. government can do whatever they need. And if I was an attorney arguing the public health argument, I'd be like, but the vaccines, you know, are not making people sterile. People are still carrying the virus. People are still getting ill. Your vaccinated coworker now has COVID. So everybody I know who's been vaccinated has been coughing and sneezing. So if you're telling me that we need to have a law to make sure that somebody next to me at work is vaccinated to protect me, they're coughing and sneezing with COVID on me as we speak. So the vaccine is not necessarily the cure-all for COVID right now because people are still spreading it. Lawyers will still debate that saying, but they're spreading it less. But yeah, they're using the hospital less, and that's less of a public health. So you could argue it both ways, but again, you can't compare it to the 1905 law. It just won't work. And then in terms of overreach, you cannot, in my opinion, with the Constitution, and I'm not a lawyer, I'm a doctor, but if there is a risk, and the CDC has said there's close to 11,000 deaths that have been reported with the vaccine, you cannot force somebody to get something that they think they could be that one in a million and have that reaction to, or die from it, or have Guillain-Barré, or TTS, or myocarditis. And so with the smallpox vaccine at the time, with 1905, I mean, there might have obviously been risk factors. Somebody could get smallpox, et cetera. But there wasn't the breadth of evidence of side effects to the vaccine. So once you have a person who needs to give informed consent for any other aspect of medicine, they have to give informed consent. And if they do not want to go forward with the procedure, there's supposed to be no ill effects happening to them. They go, you know what, Dr. Dahlia, I don't want the lipoma removed. I pass. Okay, no worries. I'll see you next time for your diabetes, whatever. I mean, you give informed consent. You understand that, look, you know, if I want to do this, I'm not going to sue anybody because I realize there's risks. But when you tell somebody, look, you could, give informed consent, you could deny the shot, but if you deny the shot, you don't get to work. That's an overreach. And how does the government, you know, make that decision going all the way to, you know, tiny counties? It'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court does. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sidney Poitier, a Bahamian American actor, film director, activist, and ambassador, has died at the age of 94.
Man needs a woman to back him up here.
What?
Mama would listen to you. You know she listens to you more than you do me and Benny. She thinks more of you. Look, all you got to do is sit down with her one morning when you're having your coffee and talking about things like you do. Just say kind of easy like that you've been thinking about this little deal. What are you so interested in about the store and all? Just keep sipping away at your coffee like what you're saying ain't that important to you. Before you know it, she's listening good and asking you questions.
Sidney in the film A Raisin in the Sun from 1961, a cause of death was not given. The Labor Department reported on Friday the United States added just 199,000 jobs in December, falling well short of expectations. Despite the lower-than-expected payrolls, the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.9%. That's down from 4.2% in November. USA Radio News. A German Shepherd dog is being called a hero.
A dog is being hailed a hero after it led New Hampshire police to the mangled truck that its owner had been driving with a friend when he crashed, according to the state police in New Hampshire. They had a report of a loose German Shepherd on Interstate 89, right at the Vermont-New Hampshire border. Officers tried to catch the dog, but it ran. A short time later, the troopers found a damaged section of the guardrail, and they realized that a pickup truck had rolled over. The officers then found two occupants of the pickup that had been ejected and were both freezing and seriously injured. One of the men, Cam Laundry, was identified as the dog's owner. Even though he faces charges of drinking and driving, he still is glad to be alive. He said his dog was his guardian angel. Sadly, another dog that was in the pickup, a bulldog, was hit on the highway and killed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, obviously, many of you are asking, how many more boosters do we need? 5 boosters, 6 boosters, 7 boosters. How many boosters are in our future? And I'm going to give it to you guys straight. I'm going to be honest with you. I am seeing people who have had boosters, and the booster people are doing better than the non-booster people. I'm not going to lie. I think the boosters help a little bit. I think we're a little misguided. I think we are way, way, way overdue for a new shot. I think at this point we're boostering out, and I don't see the practicality of 4th, 5th, and 6th boosters when we should have already months ago been working on the newer vaccine. But I have to be honest with the patients I've been seeing, and I've been, you know, again, I'm licensed in multiple states, so it's not just one neck of the wood where I live. I'm seeing it throughout. You know, those who have had their booster, They're still getting COVID, by the way. You can still get COVID even with a booster, but it does seem to be milder. So, yes, I think the booster is providing some protection. The problem is CEOs are coming out, like Moderna and Pfizer, saying, yeah, you're going to probably need another booster. Yeah, well, of course they are. I mean, they're the pharmaceutical company, and they're, you know, their stock is doing well, and, you know, if they get some good news that their booster is working, they're going to be one of the first people to say, yeah, guys, you see? So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm not, you know, insinuating that, you know, it's all about profits. They're not wrong. The booster is helping. But to what degree, you know, I mean, how many more shots do we need? Now, the flu vaccine. I've been a fan of the flu vaccine. I know a lot of you guys don't like that about me, but once you have bad, bad, bad flu, once you see your kids have bad, bad flu, and then when you get the flu vaccine and you don't get bad, bad flu, you're a fan. Really bad. You're a fan. So, I get my flu vaccine, but it's one. It's just one flu vaccine a year. That's all I have to do, just once a year. I don't have to every 6 months get another booster. We're already on the topic of booster number 4. I think we have a bet going on with me and my friends that by June we're on already booster number 5. So, and I haven't even gotten my booster yet. I've gotten my 2 shots, but after everybody and their mother just had COVID, then if we have some natural immunity, I'd like to kind of let my body rest a little bit. I will get the booster, and not because I really want a third injection, but it's because I just don't trust all these laws and mandates, and I don't think the Supreme Court's going to rule fast enough, and I think we're going to have the Biden administration say you can't travel and get on a plane without your booster, and then at that point, I need to be able to travel. So, yeah, I will probably get a booster, but not because I'm thinking that the booster is going to save my life entirely. We've had studies show that natural COVID, as well as the primary series, you know, gives you some pretty good immunity. And so I'd like to think that's going to be enough, but I think we're finding out that with these variants and as new COVID comes up, that they're, you know, that whatever our current immunity state is, it might not work months from now. Which, by the way, Chinese researchers found, or they think, that Omicron came from a mouse. They think that COVID was in a human, jumped to a mouse, mutated, came back to a human. So this is kind of the science we're dealing with right now. So we don't know what the heck is going on. I still don't know why we have no clarification on what happened at the lab and if it got leaked and whose bat soup that everybody thinks this was from. I think it's a lot of BS we're being fed. So until we know what's going on, all we can do is protect ourselves. Not that a lot of you trust the vaccines. I get that. But I got the vaccine. I'm glad I did. But the question keeps coming up. So 4 boosters, 5 boosters? No. We should not be on booster number 4, booster number 5. We should be having new formulated vaccines. We have been, I know I sound like a broken record, but we have been aware of the mutations that these variants have had now for over a year, 2 years now. The N501Y mutation, the E484K mutation, the J, I can't even list them all. These mutations, didn't they just find another variant in France that they're not too worried about that has 46 mutations? Again, same mutation, different name of the bug. And our mRNA vaccines were designed to be able to be fine-tuned. And the question keeps coming up, when are they fine-tuning them? When are they fine-tuning them? Well, it's a money thing. If Pfizer and Moderna spent all this money on the original shot, and it took months to get it approved through the FDA, and months to go through clinical trials, and all this drama, in order for them to have a new formulated shot, it is going to take more months. That we're not going to be working as quickly yet as we did with the flu shot. The flu shot, its science has been tried and true much, much longer than the mRNA vaccines. And even though the mRNA vaccine technology has been around for a while, it still is different. And so for the flu shot, the manipulating of the new strains or adding the new strains is a much easier regulatory process than starting fresh with an mRNA vaccine that makes spike proteins that are of the mutated type or the variant type. So it's a little different regulation process, my guess. And so it's just not happening soon. Do I think it's safe to be getting a booster every 4 to 6 months? I don't know. I can't answer that. I do know that there's booster hesitancy. I know a lot of people that got their second shot do not want to go through it again. I have a friend who said one of her legs went numb, just numb. And her doctor said, you're not doing anymore. Just, you know, whether it was an early Guillain-Barré or, you know. So the more vaccines you have, the higher the chance of you having, let's say, an allergy or an adverse event. But then again, you know, the more COVID comes and the more seasons and the more variants come, there's a higher chance of you getting COVID. I'm telling you right now, the COVID illness is not no walk in the park. It's not fun. And I feel very fortunate to not have had a reaction to the vaccine. So for me, if I had to choose between COVID and the vaccine and those risks, if it's severe COVID, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to choose a vaccine. If it's mild COVID, I might be a little bit more hesitant. So Moderna CEO is warning people that they may need a fourth COVID shot because the efficacy of boosters is likely to decline. That's the statement of the year. The efficacy of the boosters. We are boosting a vaccine of the wild type virus that's 2 years old. Let's stop it already. I mean, for those of you who are advocates of the vaccine mandate, why aren't you asking for the new and improved vaccine? This hurts your cause also. Because, you know, people are going to be like, yeah, right. You want me to get, again, a booster for something that was supposed to protect us against the original. And the whole purpose of the vaccine, which is a fantastic science, by the way, is it gives the genetic material for our cell, the mRNA, for our cell to make the spike protein, to teach our body what the spike protein looks like, such that when real COVID comes, it can attack it. Well, these spike proteins are different. They've been mutated now for 2 years. So why are we teaching our body to learn the old type? Well, it's because scientists say it's good enough. It's good enough. We don't want good enough. Not when we have the Supreme Court now trying to figure out if this is even constitutional for you to force it. Not when we have people losing their jobs. Not when we have people losing their lives. It's all about the booster, the booster, the booster, the being fully vaccinated. You're not fully vaccinated. None of us are going to be fully vaccinated if we don't have a vaccine that actually manages the variants. And manages the variant spike protein. I mean, we're not talking about a nucleocapsid. We're not talking about a skeleton like the flu shot. The flu shot is a killed, inactivated version of the virus. It's kind of like its skeleton. We are talking about the actual spike proteins. You know that little ball, and you see those little things like when we have our curlers in our hair? We're talking about those. And if we are coding wrong ones, we're not vaccinated. So we're saying you need boosting to be vaccinated. We're only partially vaccinated. Let's make a better booster. Let's make a new formulated shot, for crying out loud. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you Those with hair can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Doc-a-Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of you feel like you need to do something. You need to say something. One of you asked if I would want to be at a kind of at not, and not at like a protest, but at a demonstration. And yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard for me to be there because I kind of see both sides. So I'm like, look, I get you, but I don't like this. I get you, you know. So, you know, I'm not going to grab my knife and pitchfork yet because I see both sides. But I tell you why I'm not grabbing my knives and pitchforks or whatever everybody wants to do when they all get mad is because mommy and daddy are fighting. The parents are fighting right now. What do you do when the parents are fighting? You lay low. You watch. We got now the two big, I guess, dragons going at it. We got the AMA and the CDC. let them just sit back and just kind of let them just do their thing. We got the AMA is now taking on the CDC. We talked about this yesterday, you guys think us doctors, we doctors are boring. You think that there's never any drama in medicine and, you know, we put people to sleep. Oh, no, it is on. We got some UFC, WWE. We got some really, really good stuff coming on right now where the AMA is taking on the CDC. And I was just kind of like, sit back and let them kind of fight it out. All right? Just kind of sit there and go, oh, okay, you know, we'll just, you know, you just tell us what to do and, you know, go and play your little marbles. That's what I used to do. When my parents were fighting, oh, my gosh. I'm like, okay, lay low. So that's what I'm doing. I think a lot of us doctors are lay low. Because I do not want to choose a side between the AMA and the CDC. I don't like choosing sides. I just want to do my own thing. All right. I think when you have two major entities like that fighting, it's testament to the fact that we don't know what the hell we're doing. It shows that it actually makes us in the medical community look confused. It's not a good sign. You don't want AMA and CDC going at it. You want everybody to, you know, not too much. We don't want everybody of the same thinking. We want checks and balances, but you definitely don't want this. I know it might seem exciting, and we might get some Jerry Springer type action out of it, but it's not a good move, which is why just everybody kind of lay low. Let them fight it out. As I said yesterday, everybody's right and everybody's wrong. There's not one side that's completely wrong. There's not one side that's completely right. So the AMA, Gerald Harmon, MD, spoke out. And he said nearly 2 years into this pandemic, Omicron cases surging across the country, the American people should be able to count on the CDC, for timely, accurate, clear guidance to protect themselves, their loved ones, and their communities. Instead, the new recommendations on quarantine and isolation are not only confusing, there's that one punch, but are risking further spread of the virus. Double punch. Oh, boy. Man, when the American Medical Association, they speak out. Ooh, yeah, okay. I tell you, we doctors, we're like, oh, boy. They said, living during a pandemic is challenging, and what we learn along the way and data we collect will necessarily change our course of action at times. I agree with that statement. According to the CDC's own rationale for shortened isolation periods for the general public, an estimated 31% of people remain infectious 5 days after a positive COVID test. And I'm not, remember I said, nobody's wrong, nobody's right. You are not completely sterile after 5 days. I'm watching you guys sneeze and cough and spit and hack, and you're saying I'm 5 days post COVID. You can be sick for weeks with this stuff. We have studies of people who have had active COVID for months. So the AMA is not wrong with that. I understand why the CDC did what they did, but the AMA is not wrong. And I'm not saying this because I'm scared of the AMA. It takes a lot for me to be scared. Not scared. I'm just saying lay low. They said, with hundreds of thousands of new cases daily and more than a million positive reported cases on January 3rd, tens of thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of people could return to work and school infectious if they follow the CDC's new guidance on ending isolation after 5 days without a negative test. Physicians are concerned that these recommendations put our patients at risk and could further overwhelm our healthcare system. Now, the only reason why I'm not singing the praises of that statement is because the average person is already going to work sick. The average person is testing negative for COVID, telling everybody they're negative for COVID, and they're out there and about and they're still sneezing and coughing. So unless we collectively say any single cough, cold, sniffle, symptom, you keep your butt home, it's moot. Am I using that word right? Moot? Right? Where it's, you know, you just because you test positive for COVID, then you finally stay home. Some of you aren't even testing positive till day five. I've been sick of this whole time. I've had people call in saying, I don't have COVID. I have a sinus infection. I'm like, are you at work? They go, I'm at work right now. Why are you at work with a sinus infection or bronchitis spreading it? Because I don't have COVID. So my problem, and this isn't the AMA's fault or even the CDC's fault, the problem is we decided to arbitrarily only suggest staying home if you had COVID. Can you stay home if you have chlamydia? How many people are spreading that around the workplace? So They say a negative test should be required for ending isolation after one test positive for COVID-19. Here's the thing. I disagree with that because a lot of people will still test positive. So you could be sitting there for months at home waiting. We heard of one case where I think 6 months he was positive. So if my kids go, Mom, I can't go back to school until I test negative, and then I'm going to be testing them every day, get your butt back to school. How many tests, 50 tests, am I going to be using up just to see when they're negative? And there are people who are now symptom-free. They might still test positive and they're home playing video games, watching Netflix. Yeah, at some point, we need to move on. I'm of the thinking that everybody is infectious with something. If I go, and I'm going to be going to a conference in a couple weeks. I tested, I've been vaccinated. There's going to be people there vaccinated. There could be somebody there with pneumonia. There could be somebody there with pink eye. I'm going to be sitting next to somebody who might have diarrhea. I just am going into it expecting that. I just expect that if I'm going to be around people, I'm going to get something. I'm going to be exposed to something. Impetigo, ringworm. That's why, you know, if I get a bagel and the bagel piece falls off the plate onto the table, don't eat that unless I wiped off the table. I am just going to assume that people around me are sick. But this idea that, well, if only it's COVID, doesn't make sense. And I'm not criticizing the CDC or the AMA, but, you know, when the CDC says the negative test should be required for ending isolation, we don't have enough tests. And we need these tests. We need a stockpile of tests because we have now emergency FDA-approved Paxlovid and Molnupiravir. These are two fantastic medications. Paxlovid, much more fantastic than Molnupiravir because of the 90% versus 30% efficacy in preventing hospitalization and death. But we are going to need to institute those medications immediately upon finding out that you have COVID. So it is going to rely on accurate COVID tests, which are failing right now. We just had another report saying, guys, these tests aren't picking it up right away. Well, duh, maybe we need to update them for Omicron. But we need to know as soon as you have COVID, we could go ahead and institute the medication. Wasting tests for you to test every day, am I negative yet? Am I negative yet? Am I negative yet? Is a waste of a test. Now, if we have plenty of tests, great. But if we don't, I wouldn't recommend that yet. He says, test availability remains a challenge in many parts of the country, including hospitals. He's right. And we urge the administration to pull all available levers to ramp up production. But a dearth of tests at the moment does not justify omitting a testing requirement to exit and now shorten isolation. So, you know, let the AMA and CDC fight it out. In fact, I heard the CDC is getting some media training. So it'll be interesting. But let mommy, daddy fight. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.